Hey, girly. Hey, girly. Yeah, you.
Girly?
Come here.
Come here.
Yeah, come here. I want to talk to you.
You believe that?
Oh, come on, lady. What's with this snooty-cutie routine? How much longer are you going to play this game? I've been trailing you enough the last couple of hours. Well, I'm getting tired of following you around. I'm not about to let you alone, so why don't you make it easier on both of us, huh?
A pleasure.
Good. Oh, wonderful, beautiful, absolutely great. Oh, what a relief. What?
Relief?
Oh, I couldn't be sure until I actually saw you do some witchcraft. Now there's no doubt.
That's ridiculous. There's no such thing as witchcraft.
What do you call this, chopped liver?
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking
about. Oh, lady, please, I'm desperate.
People who are desperate do not go psst and call other people girly.
Well, I was resorting to charm.
That was charm?
Oh, you're my last hope. If you don't help me, I'm nowhere, so please.
How can I help you?
By just using your natural talent.
What natural talent?
Being a witch. Oh, don't try to deny it. I know that you're a witch.
What makes you so sure?
Because I'm a frog. Horrible curse. Make my life worth living again. Turn me back into a frog.
Will you stop following me? I told you I can't. Not unless I know where, when, and why someone turns you into a human being.
Oh. How do you like this bit? I'm suffering a fate worse than death, and this yo-yo wants me to fill out a questionnaire. Will you quit fooling around and make with the hocus pocus?
You really are outrageous.
As a human being, yes. But as a frog, I'm a sweetheart. Wouldn't hurt a fly. Eat one, yes. But hurt one, never. So you look like a nice lady witch and do the alakazam?
Oh, well, now, look, I'm sorry, Mr.
Fingelhoff. Fergus F. Fingelhoff. But you can call me Fergus.
I'm terribly sorry, Fergus. But I couldn't even if I wanted to. I can't unhex another witch's hex.
What do you mean?
Well, only the witch that puts you under the spell can turn you back.
What? Congress passed a law? All of a sudden witches have got a union? It's a rib. You're putting me on. I mean, you better be, because I don't know who put the spell on me.
Oh, Fergus, now that really is too bad. I'd love to help if I could, but there's really nothing I could do.
You heard? Now, don't worry. I'm not giving up. I will. Will you quit hounding me? Okay, back in the trunk.
Sweetheart, you can play in your room, and I'll start your dinner.
This is 555-2134. I think this may be for you.
Maybe for me? Boy, you've got your nerve. How'd you get in here?
Well, through the door. How else? Whom should I say is calling?
Now, what's a Darren?
Give me that.
I demand an explanation.
Oh, watch it, fella, or I won't even give her the message.
Fergus, that's my husband.
Sam?
Darren?
Sam?
Is that you?
Who was that?
Who was who? Oh, you mean who answered the phone? That who?
Sam, answer me.
Is this your husband?
Yes.
How come? Somebody put a curse on you?
Sam, who was it?
Well, sweetheart, it's sort of involved, and it would take a lot of explanation. I'd have to go into a lot of details, which would just take forever. So why don't I wait till you get home till I can think of something, and then I'll explain everything.
I demand an explanation now, right this minute.
Is it okay with Sam?
You demand?
Only if it's okay with you, sweetheart. Mr. Saunders and Larry just walked in. You remember I told you about Mr. Saunders, our new client? Your favorite soup, Saunders soup, 58 varieties?
59 coming up.
They want to know if it's okay with you.
If what's okay?
She says sure. I knew she would.
Sure what, Darren?
Nice mud. No pool. Well, just as well. Chlorine gives me gas.
You're bringing Mr. Saunders here? And Larry and Louise? Sweetheart, I think you ought to know that I have a problem here.
So I gathered, and I'm certainly anxious to find out who it is. I mean, I'm anxious to hear all about it. So long, sweetheart.
You're sure it's all right?
She's tickled to death.
And so am I.
What now?
Mrs. Stevens, I thought I ought to tell you, I saw a strange man lurking around outside. He's lurking around inside. Here, isn't he?
This is Mr. Fingelhoff. Fergus F. Fingelhoff. He's a friend of Darren's.
Darren's?
Yes, he's been waiting for him. He and my husband have been working together, haven't you, Mr.? Oh, I should say Professor. Excuse me, Professor Fingelhoff. Unfortunately, the professor can't wait any longer. He really must get going. Darren's just going to be sick to have missed him.
That's a shame.
That is the most ridiculous piece of nonsense I ever heard. I mean, you can lie all you want about your husband, but when you talk about me, make it the truth. Professor, indeed. You expect this woman to believe a half-baked story like that? The truth of the matter, madame, is that I am a frog.
A frog? Oh, Fergus.
Well, you'd think it was something to be ashamed of, the way you made up such a fantastic... Au contraire, madam, I am proud and happy that I am a frog.
Fergus, you are...
You see, she appreciates the predicament I'm in. Thank you for your sympathy, madam, but if you don't mind, Mrs. Stevens and I would like to be alone so that she can turn me back in...
Fergus!
Now what? I mean, really, Sam, you're getting a little shrill even for
One more word out of you and I'll...
Well, goodbye. Bye, Mr. Fergus. Mr. Frog. I mean, Professor. Goodbye. Mrs. Travis.
Oh. Fergus, you know something?
No, what?
You're a big mouth frog. That's what you are. A very large, big mouth frog. Maybe I can't turn you back into a frog, but there's one thing I can do to get rid of you. I can send you back to where I found you.
Now, wait a minute, Sam. I wouldn't do that.
I would.
Now, that's what I call very cool.
Mr. Saunders. Oh, no.
Don't worry, Sammy girl. If that doesn't, I will.
What are you doing back here?
I sloshed my way back. You know, I'm as fond of water as the next frog, but I like to be prepared for a dive. I don't like to be taken by surprise.
Neither do I.
Oh, hold it. I'll only work my way back here again. But this time it'll take longer. What with all the stops?
All what stops?
In the neighborhood. I figure I'll just spread the good word around how the nice folks here have their own personal neighborhood witch.
Who'd believe you?
Oh, maybe nobody will believe me. But it'll sure cause a lot of talk, make a lot of trouble for you, especially if I start with Mrs. Kravitz. It shouldn't be too hard convincing her. We team up, we can sing a beautiful duet. Personally, I think we got a possible album.
Are you trying to blackmail me?
Nope, I am blackmailing you.
I don't blackmail that easily.
Honey, we're here.
Except when my husband comes home with a client.
Let me take your coat, Mrs. Saunders.
Thank you.
Now, Fergus, try to be nice until I can think of something to do about you.
Me? Charlie Charming?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
This is Miss Saunders.
Oh, Mr. Saunders, it's so nice to meet you. Oh, we're a big Saunders soup family here. And your frozen dinner's all marvelous. So tasty. And your sauces, your chili sauce, and your mustard. It's the greatest mustard. Let's see, have I forgotten anything?
Well, not that I know of.
Perhaps only one small item, dear.
What?
The gentleman standing there, I don't think we caught his name.
Oh, forgive me. How could I? Oh, that must be Larry and Louise. Make yourself comfortable, Mr. Saunders.
Well, just show me where the bar is, and I will.
Oh, Louise, Larry. Oh, come right on in. Darren, it's Larry and Louise.
I know. We've met.
You know Mr. Saunders, of course. Louise,
yes.
Mr. Saunders?
Hey.
Oh, good, Darren. You brought the new layouts for the soup.
Well, Larry, Louise, Mr. Saunders, Darren, get set. I have a little surprise for you.
Will you hurry up? He's liable to be gone. If only you'd been home when I got home, we could have come back then and there. But no, you had to be at the dentist wasting precious time having a tooth pulled.
Now, look, Gladys, I'd rather have a tooth pulled than go out looking at frogs with you. Call me peculiar.
There he is. He's a human frog.
What? What'd she call me?
A human frog. You said the bar was this way?
Sam, what's going on?
He's a human frog!
Gladys, will you please not get hysterical?
Darren, what is this?
Larry, obviously there's some mistake.
Well, I should hope so.
Sam, in the name of...
Let me hear you deny it. Deny that you came right out and told me that you were a human frog.
I will indeed. I never for an instant said that I was a human frog. I deny that, all right. I deny it categorically, emphatically, and intramurally.
Satisfied, Mrs. World Champ, official butt-in artist?
No.
Well, why would anybody say that anybody was a human frog? Unless, of course, they were drinking. And speaking of drink...
Good point, sir. Actually, the last thing in the world any frog worth his salt would want to be is human. Oh, what was your name again?
What was your name again?
Well, I was just about to introduce everybody when the Kravitzes came in. I realize how you could have gotten the wrong impression.
Here she goes again. Always an explanation.
I was wondering when you were going to notice that.
I'm sure it's a good one.
The professor has been doing research and experiments.
Research, experiments?
A professor of what? Professor Fergus Fingelhoff.
From one of your schools?
Oh, no, dear, from one of yours. Don't you remember?
Which one was that? I must have a mental block.
I went to Dartmouth. We drank a lot there.
Anyway, the professor did say that he was interested in frogs.
Oh, sure.
No, that part is definitely true.
Anyway, the professor's been doing some special research on them.
Well, I'll buy that.
So you must have misunderstood and thought he said he was one.
That's strange.
That isn't. She is.
See, why don't we have a drink on that?
Sorry, Mrs. Stevens.
Oh, don't apologize, Mr. Kravitz. No harm done.
Oh, speak for yourself, Sam. I'm all shook up. I wouldn't call a dog a human frog.
Oh, come on, Gladys.
Someday, somehow, someplace, somebody's gonna believe me.
Poor woman.
She is a bit spooky. Larry, why don't you do the honors and fix everybody a drink?
Say, that's a good idea.
Sure, dear. I'll help Sam in the kitchen. What's yours, Professor?
What's my what?
I'll have a double anything.
He is a frog.
Uh-huh. Sam, make it reasonable.
Well, Darren, you remember the fairy tale about the princess that put a frog on her pillow, and the next morning when she woke up, he turned into a handsome prince?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing, only in reverse.
I'll bet the princess's mother and father didn't believe that story either.
Darren, now he can cause trouble. We'll have to go along with him until I can think of something to do. And it's dangerous to leave him out there with the others too long.
Take it from me, Buster. The frogs have it made. I'm telling you, frogs know how to live.
Now, Professor, let's not talk shop. About your soup, Mr. Saunders. Didn't I hear something about a new one?
Yes, indeed. 59 coming up.
Congratulations.
What kind is number 59 going to be? I haven't heard.
Nobody's heard. Happens to be a big secret. We're going to spring it on the public next month. With the layouts Darren's been working on.
Terrific. Think for a minute. Have you ever seen a frog on an analyst couch?
Sober?
No.
Please, sir, no more about frogs.
Did you ever hear of a frog war?
Frog war?
Nobody's ever heard of a frog war.
About soup, Mr. Saunders.
Sam, I think we've heard enough about soup, too. Oh,
darling, don't be ridiculous. I'm just dying to hear all about it.
No, Sam.
What's number 59 going to be?
Sam, it's a secret. A good secret.
Wouldn't you rather hear about frogs?
No. Mr. Saunders?
Sam!
Okay. I'll tell. Turtle.
Huh?
Turtle soup. That's number 59. Saunders sautéed turtle soup.
You're going to make soup out of turtles?
Yeah. Anything wrong with that?
Well, it all depends. Do they happen to be any turtles I know?
I think I need another drink.
Tony Twilliger, Tubby Sloaner, or Tiny Tuner? Because if they are...
Sam, do something.
Some frogs never learn.
I still don't like the idea of going to dinner without you.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure there's a bar at the restaurant.
Well, we can't very well leave the professor. He was so embarrassed.
He certainly disappeared in a hurry.
Yeah, did you see the way he flew up those stairs?
No.
You missed that?
So did I. But I don't mind. What time do the bars close around here?
Really, Samantha, do you have to stay home and babysit with the professor?
Well, Louise, since Aunt Clara didn't show up to babysit with Tabitha, we really should stay home. I don't think that the professor is the babysitting type, do you?
Frankly, I didn't figure out his type at all.
See you tomorrow, Darren. Good night, Sam.
Good night, Samantha.
Good night. Good night.
I want you to know that I've had a perfectly bourbon time.
What are you doing?
I am praying that Fergus doesn't come up the front way and run into them. You check the back way, see if he's there.
Yeah, I told you, I'm doing everything I can. But she keeps zapping me back into that mountain.
Fergus?
By the gazebo.
Will you shut up and listen? Believe me, pussycat, I've been after her all day. Is it my fault if I end up with a musical comedy witch, a rank amateur? I know I shouldn't have done it. I admit it, I made the biggest mistake of my life.
What mistake, Fergus? Why don't you come inside and bring Phoebe with you? I'd like to hear about your mistake.
This is my girlfriend, Phoebe Plotsky.
Oh, well, how do you do? Fergus, have you been carrying Phoebe around in your pocket all this time? Mm-hmm. Oh, poor Fergus.
Poor Phoebe.
Honey, I know you can't turn Fergus back into a frog, but couldn't you...
change Phoebe into a human being? Oh, darling, that's a marvelous idea. What do you say, Phoebe? Good. Fergus?
Anything, as long as we're together.
All right, now, Phoebe, you just sit right there. Sit there. Spirit of the Grinch and Greeby, make a lady out of Phoebe.
Fergus! Oh, Fergus!
Oh, Phoebe, baby, sweetie, pie! Oh, you'll never know how much I'm... Hey! Sam!
What's the matter?
Sam, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you goofed.
Goofed?
Sam goofed?
Well, look at her. I mean, she's definitely lost something in the transformation. She was a sensational-looking frog. But how can I ask her to go through life looking like this? Where's her nice big fat neck? And look at those little beady eyes. Can you call those legs? Oh, why did I ever make that wish in the first place?
What wish? Tell her, Fergus.
Well, I heard about this old witch over near the swamp. So I went over and asked...
Asked? He hawked everything he owned. Lily pad is underwater gear.
Okay, so I bought a wish. I wanted to be human. I was a big frog in a little pool who thought he could be a bigger one in a bigger pool. The only thing is, I forgot about Phoebe. I mean, it never occurred to me that if I would turn into a human, I'd be without her.
Fergus, if you bought a wish and brought all this on yourself, then there's no problem. Any witch can unhex that kind of a hex. Why didn't you tell me that in the beginning?
Well, I didn't think you'd want to help me if you knew what a no-good disgrace to the amphibian world I was.
Sam, you mean you can turn him back into a frog?
Certainly, if that's what he wants. How about it, Fergus?
You mean we've got a choice? Phoebe, we got a choice.
You want a little time to think it over?
Yeah. Just once in my life, I want to look before I leap. Okay, Sam.
Well, have you made up your mind?
Uh-huh. First off, I gotta be honest. I mean, you didn't goof. She's sensational looking in either world. That's why I insisted that Phoebe make the decision.
Well, what's it gonna be, Phoebe?
Yeah, come on, we can't stand the suspense.
Well, we want to go back.
Oh, I'm glad. Because you know something, Fergus? I have the feeling that deep in your heart, you are first, last, and always a frog.
So, all right already, will you make with the hocus pocus?
Oh. From pollywogs come great big frogs we'll never know quite how. It's easier to turn a bee into a purple cow. So hark ye, witches, now pay heed. Reverse this spell with haste and speed. With no regrets, man into toad, he'll hop the straight and narrow road.
Well, so long, kids. Been nice meeting you.
Oh, it certainly has.
Don't forget to write.
Why, Mrs. Kravitz.
I came to apologize for seeing frogs, but what am I seeing now?
Oh, well, these are our friends. We were just saying goodnight to them.
Bye-bye, Phoebe. Bye, Fergus.
Give her love to Tony, Tubby, and Tiny.
Fergus?
Now, that's Fergus.
That's Phoebe.
But they're frogs.
Oh, of course they are. Any reason why they shouldn't be?
What?
I don't know. Just seems to me I've heard that scream before.
Ain't love grand?
In any language.
Ha ha ha.